What's going on?
Hello, loves.
Oh, I gotta say Evans.
No, it'll be Evans. Sup?
What's up, you filthy whores?
Sup, you filthy whores? We didn't do it as dark. Deep as him. Sup, you filthy whores?
That's not how Evan talks.
I can't do it.
This is the first episode without Evan.
Damn.
Maybe we shouldn't do this.
I feel
dirty. I mean, today has been a dirty day.
So, listen to what we did today. So,
are you taking charge of this?
Yeah, I want to take charge of it. Okay. So, what happened was, yesterday we were like, okay, well, here's the plan. We're going to do this. Because we went to Spanish Town today. So, Joe came and picked me up from my nanny's house in Zachary at 8:30. We left there at 8:36, and we got to Wesley's house at like 8, I don't know, 9. Basically 9, okay? And from there, on the way to Wesley's house, I was like, Joe was like, you're going to do the navigation, so good luck. I said, don't let me do the navigation. I'm ass at navigation. I'll get us lost or killed.
Kilt? You're going to get us killed.
I can't English. And so Wesley got in the car, and they let me do the navigation, like I told them not to let me do. And then we were driving, and I said, and then, because Joe's dad said, park on, at the Walmart on College. So we stopped at Walmart and we looked at the maps, and it was like a 2-hour walk. And I was like, no. You can go interstate or you can go airline. Okay. We're going home right now, by the way.
Good exposition.
Thank you. I just wanted them to know. Okay. So we were going and we were vibing out, you know what I mean? Jamming out. We stopped at Chick-fil-A, got some chicken minis. They smacked. And if you ever want to get a lot of chicken minis, but you don't want to pay for like 8 boxes, just get the 10-piece chicken mini. 10 out of 10 recommend. It tastes the same.
10 out of 10 for 10.
Exactly. 10 out of 10, 10. And it was like $10.
10 times 3, 30.
Yeah, so it's not bad. It's like one a dollar.
The price just went down for gas. I watched it happen. Oh, it just went up.
Those go on. They're hooked 2.5.
I didn't get gas. Okay, so we were going, we were still vibing, you know what I mean? And we got to the college and we were like, you know what? No, we're not walking 2 hours. And then we were going some more and we parked at YMCA on South Foster because that's where it told us to go. So we walked like...
No, that's where you told us to go.
Okay, but that's basically... Because I looked up North Street on my Google Maps. And actually, I looked it up on my normal iPhone maps, and that's probably what happened.
Oh, and by the way, I got yelled at for not turning, going to North 48th Street, okay? Just to throw that in there. So go ahead.
So listen. So we parked at YMCA, and we were going to walk to North Street. And Wesley was like, Mariana, are you sure this is right? Are you sure this is
like, yeah,
right?
I was like, North there's Street no because- way. Because last year we went to Spanish Town. You could see it for a long ways away. I mean, there'd be a lot of people there.
There'd be a lot of pink, right?
Wearing pink.
Well, we're walking, and Wesley starts yelling at these crackheads, and Joe's like, no, don't do that. So we're still
walking. I asked
them
for Coke.
Yeah, well.
What's wrong with that?
A lot of things. So
they're fucking cokeheads.
They're actually crackheads.
Crack and coke
pussy.
Are the same thing.
Anyway.
Right?
So can I take it from here?
No.
Actually, you didn't get to the good part yet.
Because I'm not there yet.
We ran the fuck across Florida Boulevard.
Yeah, so we're walking, and then we get to Florida Boulevard, and we're like, oh, shit, what do we do? So there's a cop.
And that's when I knew. That's when in the back of my head I knew we fucked up. Because last time.
You know those videos, and it's like.
I was like.
That's when he knew.
That's when he knew. He fucked up. Because last year, everything was right there. And I should have known, because we would have seen the tall-ass churches and buildings, and we were nowhere near that at all.
You literally said it's downtown, and I was like, okay. Okay, well, we were walking, and we get to this creepy ghetto booty gas station.
Ghetto booty gas station.
And we're, like, on 47. We're on North Street, and we're on 48th and North Street. And I'm like, okay. And Joe and Wesley are like, okay. And it's, like, super ghetto, and
When I knew. I was like, there's no fucking way we're in the right place.
And we started walking.
So I called Chandler. Shout out to Chandler. And I was like, hey, where you at? She dropped her location.
Lo and behold,
like always, I'm fucking right. And I'm like, Mariana, we're 12 minutes away from wherever the fuck Chandler is. And then I look on Snap Maps, and they're way the fuck. And we're alone over here. And there's like fucking shit ton of people on the maps way over there. I was like, yep, Mariana led us in the wrong fucking place. Imagine that.
Okay, so back to the store. So we start walking back, and the crackheads that Wesley yelled at are walking towards us. And she's not, she's wearing pants, but like they're like up her vagina.
They really
so
were.
They it
really
was were. Very
oh, I'll fucking
scary.
Miss my turn.
No, you can just keep going this way.
You can. I even know where we are.
Yeah. You don't even need that. Wesley, I can get you home.
Shit, no.
Anyway. You're telling me to turn around then.
You can get home from here. This takes you to Sherwood.
Oh.
Anyway.
So.
Where are we at now? Oh, so the crackheads walked by us. And
yes,
I'll,
and they were talking to us. And
I
really
thought
she was going to
literally thought she
hug.
Was going to give you a I thought she was too.
Because
I thought
did
she
anybody
was gonna,
else hear her say, girl, give me a hug? Or was that just in my head?
I saw her walk towards you. I think you're exaggerating a little bit. But I saw her walk up to you.
No,
and
I heard
and me and Joe and Louie just talking about swinging. So I was like.
Yeah, because Wesley really wanted to get in a fight today.
I'm about to fight a fucking shit ton of crackheads.
Uptown.
Yeah, I was
girl.
Very scared. Living in her own.
Okay, so anyway, we had to run across Florida Boulevard again.
Okay, and we
and
but
Mariana
it was green light
almost
too.
Got us fucking killed. The light, their light was green. I don't know why the fuck they stopped, because usually they just go.
I know.
Like,
we
almost
really
died.
We almost died.
Because of your dumbass. We literally
okay,
met eye con- we made eye contact with a lady, and she was like, what the fuck are these kids doing?
It was
running
so
across
scary.
The fucking road.
So, we made it across the road. We got to the car. Wesley was really pissed at me. But we finally made it to Spanish
I was so
town.
Pissed.
And all I wanted was a boob, and I didn't think I was going to get one, because all these people were, like, supposed to be flashing, and I'm not quick. Like, I can't just, like,
no, you're too much of a pussy to flash. You weren't going
no,
to.
If I'd been drinking, Mariana, I totally would have.
Don't even fucking say that.
No, not now. I'm not sober. I wouldn't have.
You drunk, wouldn't have done it drunk.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know about that one. No,
Mariana is too much of a... She would not.
Okay.
She was too much of a pussy. Those... Yeah, you're too much of a pussy.
If I wouldn't okay. have been there, she definitely would have.
No, probably not.
I mean, if it was just me and her, she would, but...
Oh, right, because we're dating. You know what I mean? But, so, at the end of the parade, kind of sad I'd get a dick or a boob, and Joe goes, my boyfriend, amazing boyfriend Joe, he said, there's a boob, go get it. It was on the ground, laying on the ground. I went, and I got it, and I got a boob.
Shout out to Joe for
Shout
the boob.
Shout out to Joe for the boob. Thank you for the boob.
Even though he's right here. That's where I got my tux.
Dude, I smacked Joe earlier with this boob, and I hit him in the
you
eye.
You smacked him with your boobs?
Yes.
Oh,
no,
my God.
Boob.
You
this
smacked
my,
Joe with
my
your
third
boobs?
Boob.
Oh, my God. I guys, you heard boob. It here first. Mariana slapped Joe with her boobs.
So now I have three boobs.
You have three boobs?
I have three boobs.
It's kind of fucked up.
One's right here in my
anyway,
hand,
so let's
and
give
the
more of a let's
chest.
Give more of a play-by-play of this ball. Like, what stood out, Joe? What was your favorite part of the of this?
Of what?
Of the Spanish Town. Spanish Town.
Of Spanish Town?
Yeah, what was the most memory, like, right now, go. The first thing that comes to your head when you
I liked all the fucking floats. They were cool as hell.
I like the ones that, like, the funny ones.
Sure. I literally, I remember, I saw a fucking, did you see that porn star float? And it was like.
Yes!
And it was like, does that song make my ass look big or some shit like that?
You saw the one.
Which
the,
one was that?
The, no, you saw the like one with the ugly ass. No, but the.
You just
the,
crossed over Sherwood Forest.
You're literally supposed to be telling me how to get home.
You can go home this way.
You can still get home from this way, I'm just saying.
Anyway. You saw the one with, like, the fat woman? The fat woman's ass?
Are you talking about the big booty? Like, the
yes.
Nicki Minaj booty?
No, no, no. I'm talking about the fat.
On the very front?
Yes.
That's, I'm talking, yeah.
That was crazy. All right, Mariana, favorite moment.
I can't
moment
think of one favorite moment. Because honestly, like, I like the part whenever I went up to Nick and I was like, hey, you got something to drink? And he just brought me to the ice chest. That part was kind of iconic for me in my brain.
If you ever fucking say that was fucking iconic. That was pretty fucking iconic.
I didn't say fucking.
Stupid bitch.
And then I really liked the part whenever we found Chandler and them. And we went to her aunt's work and we got the Jell-O stuff. Because those were kind of cool.
My favorite part was
I'm not done with my favorite part. And then my other favorite part.
You have one favorite. Favorite means the your
no,
favorite.
And that I loved Wesley. Okay, so.
Oh, wait. This is my favorite part. This is my favorite part. This is my favorite part.
So we were walking
this
around.
This is my
no,
favorite
shut
part.
Frick up.
Is our part the same thing?
I think so. Okay, so first when we got there, we were walking. We were looking for our friends. And we came across this big old, like, corner. And there were, like,
let
there
me get to
be
my
like
favorite part. You've been talking too much.
No, there were like 100 people at this corner, right? And Wesley was like, oh my God, we should totally just walk up to it. And I was like, ha, totally. And we kept walking. And then like an hour later, that's where our friends were. Like, that's where they were going or whatever. And they were up on the corner.
But
they were in
weren't,
the street.
They weren't on the...
And
the...
Wesley is such a freaking savage for this.
Okay, this is my favorite. I'm segue to me because this is my favorite.
Okay. Part.
So our friends were on the street, and there's you have to go some steps, and that's where the tents were.
Yeah, and that's where like our everybody were.
Yeah, that's like, where we wanted to be.
We knew no one
but
up
we
there.
Didn't know any single person up there. Shit ton of people. And I look at Mary Hannah, I'm like, no, I looked at Rachel. Shout out to Rachel and Gracie. No,
I wasn't out.
Because they might listen to this one. Shout out.
Shout out to y'all. I really like y'all. And they've got a titty, too.
Gracie did get a titty.
Yeah, and she found it on the ground, too. Why would you drop this? Like, if I dropped this, I would, like, literally kill myself trying to get it.
Okay, anyway. So I look at Rachel, I'm like, you want to go up there? And then she was like, yeah, let's go. And I was like, okay. So I started going. They were following me. And then I heard you go, what's that? And I look behind me, and they're like, let's go! And I was like, okay, let's go then. And we just walked the fuck up there and got a little spot. And then everybody followed us, and I was like, yeah, I did that. Let's go.
I know, I was very proud of you.
Were you?
I really was.
You can't tell me not to do something, because then I'm going to do it.
I know, I really didn't think you were going to do it. I really thought you were
going to
2D out.
2D out?
Yeah.
Anyway, that was my favorite part.
I know, I really
even though once we got up there, it was like, okay, it was whatever. It wasn't like the best thing ever, but...
No,
I'm glad we did it.
We got up there and we did that.
Yeah, like, the fact that nobody questioned us. I thought for sure they were going to be like...
I know. I thought it was going to be like a party that somebody was like having. You know what I mean? Like maybe like a...
No, it's a public place, man, obviously.
Well, you know what I mean? Like people set up their stuff up there and it was like...
But like, I thought definitely somebody was going to be like, hey, are you supposed to be here? Or...
Yeah, and I feel like I thought one of us were going to have to make up a story like, yeah, we know so-and-so.
Yeah, I definitely thought... And that. I didn't think we were going to be staying up there.
Me either. We stayed up there the entire time. And then the parade started, and we went down there. And some guy told Wesley that he had hairy legs.
I do have hairy ass legs.
I know. And you're like, oh, I know. And I was like, okay. Yeah, I enjoyed that
part. What the fuck do you want me to say? He was fucking wasted.
He was.
Some dude fell off somebody's shoulders and landed on Chandler.
I know. Like, pulled her down to the ground. That was kind of rough.
That's pretty rough. Chandler pulled her tits out.
And she didn't get titty. Like, I did.
It's pretty wild. Anyway. Hey, that's crazy.
That's wild, crazy. Freaking wild.
Anyway, I took karate there, behind there.
Why did she drive so far to karate?
My grandmother brought me. I look pretty swaggy in my little thing.
No, I know where we're going now.
I know where I'm going.
Anyway, what do we do after Spanish Town? After Spanish Town.
Oh, then we waited in the car for like 30 minutes. Actually, it was
we couldn't get out the. This is my part. This is it.
Wait, I want to tell the part where I was yelling. Okay.
Okay, when we get there.
Okay.
Okay, so we get to the parking garage, and we should have parked somewhere else, we parked in a parking garage.
Dumbass.
And by the River Center, where everybody else fucking parked. And we're going back to the car, and we get in the car, and we can't get out the parking spot. Literally.
It's like jam-packed.
It's jam-packed.
Bumper to bumper.
And then somebody I know is on the fifth floor.
Oh, you actually went to go see someone you know?
Yes.
I thought you went and sat in the car with Rachel and Gracie.
I did for a bit, because I met them along the way.
Oh.
So anyway, I get out the car, I'm like, yo, I'm going to go up top to the fifth floor. Call me when you start, when you back out the parking spot. That's what I said. I said, call me when you back out the parking spot.
I didn't hear you say that, actually.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure we caught him when we were backing out.
And Mary Hannah said, okay. So I'm going and I'm walking. And when I get to like halfway between third and fourth, somebody honks at me, and it's Rachel and Gracie. I'm like, okay, cool. So I go chill in the car with them for a bit. We talk about some stuff. And then I'm like, hey, I was going up to the fifth floor, so I'm going to go. And they were like, okay, let us know. Or we're going to tell you when we're nearing where Joe is, so you can let them know we're going to let them back out so they can go. And I was like, cool. And I was like, I'll meet you down there. And I was like, you're probably not going to move anyway. I'll come back down in a few minutes. I'm just going to go see somebody. So I get up to the fifth floor. I see the person I know. We're chilling. We're talking about school and stuff. And then you call me. And you're like, Wesley, we're about to get out. It's like, what the fuck do you mean you're about to get out? I said, call me when you back at the parking lot. And you're like, we're about to be on the bottom floor. Hurry the fuck up.
Like,
so I'm like, later. And I get out of her car, slam the door. I'm fucking hauling ass. You're screaming through the phone.
And Wesley is literally like not coming at all. So I start screaming his name like out.
I can hear
the
her. I'm,
like,
on Wesley, the, ah! I'm on the fifth floor. Mary Hannah's on the fucking the bottom, right?
Yeah.
And Mary Hannah goes to the phone. She calls me again. She goes, Wesley, where the fuck are you?
We're literally five cars from getting out.
Yeah, you literally go, Wesley, we're five cars out. And they're going fast. And I was like, fuck. Literally have... If I had ran like that in a track meet, like, I just need to visualize that when I'm running this year. Because Mary Hannah... And I can't run in these shoes, so my feet were slipping out, and I was fucking hauling ass. And Joe was like, I can hear your beads and, like, your feet. Because my beads were jangling.
It was honestly probably way less dramatic than we're making it out to be.
I don't think so. I think it was pretty fucking wild. I have
a video. I got a video of you running into the car.
Do you really?
Yeah, I
would say. I want to see this. Anyway, though, we were fucking... I was hauling ass. And then I hear... I was running to the door because I thought you made it out already because I hung up the phone. I thought you'd made it out the parking garage. So I was running out and I hear Joe go...
Wait, are we?
This way.
Yeah, go this way. That's going to take you past Chick-fil-A.
Yes, yes. Oh, wait, here's the video.
Okay, it was a lot faster in my head.
Yeah, I look like a fucking bitch.
That's kind of really disappointing.
Yeah, damn. Anyway, in my head, I was flying.
No, in the moment, you were flying. Maybe you just slowed down so you could jump in the car.
Yeah, like, I think that's what happened. Because I was
what
sprinting.
I remember, it was so
I was
fast.
Sprinting as fast as I could in these shoes. I was running.
Right? Yeah.
Yes, left. Not right.
No, I didn't know if you kept going. I didn't know if you crossed over road.
I think you get to Mike's house.
Really? I want to go to his house.
You've been to his house, huh?
No, I haven't. Because y'all... After the basketball game... No, after... Yeah, after the baseball game... We were like... Let's go. And then you were like... And then Evan was like, is it too late? And you were like, yeah, I think it's too late. So we didn't go.
Yeah, because they go to bed early because they're old.
Yeah, but she made cookies.
Fuck, her cookies are so good. Shout out to Patty.
You call her Patty?
Fuck no. I call her Patty when I'm with my friends.
What anyway, do you call
them? Nana and Pawpaw. Mm. Anyway, so we jump the car. We go to Schlitz and Giggles.
It was so good, smack. Oh, and so Wesley's ordering, and Wesley and I are obviously mean to each other. You've heard it.
Yeah, I call Marianne a fat slut, and
yeah,
it's fine.
And
it's
I tell him nobody cares about him, and then she just cry. But I said, Wesley, shut up. Nobody cares about you. And the waitress was like, you're gonna regret that. And I was like, ho. And she said, well, and I said, no, Wesley and I are like good friends. Like, we're
and then what did she say?
And then she was like, well, maybe y'all are just opposite zodiac signs. Yeah, I said, okay, Wesley, okay. What are you?
And I was like, what the fuck do you mean? And she was like, you're zodiac sign. So I look it up.
And I said, I'm Sagittarius. And this bitch goes, oh, I get Sagittarius vibes off you. I said, that's what shut said. The mess
That's what
up.
She said. She said, I'm picking up those vibes. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? I literally thought she was the biggest hippie. And then Rachel and Grace are like, yeah, like, what's your sign? I was like, what the fuck
well,
is going on?
Well, I really
on?
Think she heard us talking shit about her because after that moment, like, she really did not
she
like
She was a, an asshole, yeah.
I know.
I called really, her the goat and she was like,
I really,
she gave me a look.
I know, I really thought they were going to, like, vibe with her, but, like, she turned into such a brat.
She really did. Anyway, so we left with some Giggles. Oh,
and then,
Tortoise. Talking about
oh,
some
yeah,
tortoises.
We talked to Tortoise. And then we were like, sex! And then
we were like, it's only like 5 o'clock.
Yeah, and I
let's
was like,
go
I don't
do
go
something.
Yet.
Yeah, we were like, let's fucking go. Night's still young.
Yeah, so I was like, let's go see the boy. And I called my nanny and I called my mom. And then Wesley called his mom. And we were off to see the boy.
And I was like, fuck, I don't want to see this. Because the first movie kind of got to me a little bit, a tiny little bit, you know?
Yeah, and then we saw that asshole of a movie. That was awful. I hated it. Joe, what'd you think of it? Joe said it was terrible.
Alright, review of the boy. Let's get it.
Okay, Joe,
you
first.
Start.
It was terrible. Okay.
I liked it how it started off, but after that it was terrible.
Okay, you gotta be more descriptive than that.
Yeah, you got it.
Like, this is your segment. Will you describe the fucking movie?
That's about it, I gotta say.
No, you got
what
it.
You liked. Like, what part
I liked the mom. Like?
The mom? You liked her?
Yeah, I liked the mom.
Tell us, babe, how is it?
I don't want to tell you anymore.
Why not? You have nothing to say?
Alright, Mahana, your turn.
Okay, go. I thought he was gonna say something else.
Mahana, go.
It was booty. I liked the beginning and I had high hopes for it. And then nobody got killed.
Yes, they did.
Do we really know if Joseph is dead or not? Oh, by the way, spoiler alert.
The dog died.
I don't care about the dog.
Fuck you, asshole.
The dog was gonna die anyway in like 5 years.
Maybe that kid died that got stabbed. We don't know.
I hope he did. He was an asshole. He
really was an asshole.
I hated him. I was going to kill him if nobody
anyway,
else did.
Joe said he liked the mom. I thought the mom was a fucking dumbass.
No.
Because
okay.
If my son has a fucking doll and is going, he's talking to me and he has rules and he's you're making him mad.
I would throw that mess
One,
away.
I'm sending my son to a fucking institution. I don't love you that much. Get the fuck
Six.
Out of my house. Like, what the fuck? If my son ever fucking did that, ever, I'm like, all right, that's it. Bye. Like, that's when we reached the point where it's like, off to military school. No, then he would get training and fucking kill everyone.
He was going to kill him anyway. He's still going
to... No, at that point, I'd be like, adoption. Bye. If my son had a fucking doll and was talking to him...
I would burn
and
him.
And was dressing... Burn the moment him. When he crawled out the fucking thing like the other guy did in the first movie, when he crawled and his hand stuck out and he was wearing the fucking mask, that's when I would check out. I was like, fuck that. No, I'm done with this shit. And his voice was fucking stupid.
I know.
He's like, oh, please, boy. He talk like he's mommy. Mommy, don't fuck yourself, mommy. I'm gonna fucking kill you, mommy. You fucking bitch.
The dad was a big dude, though.
That was pretty big.
I like the dad, too.
But that was the dad.
No, the dad was so oblivious.
The dad gave... Yeah, the dad, no, that was my favorite character. Low-key. Because
he was the only one that was worth liking.
He gave no fucks. He really didn't care. He was like, fuck, you talking about this doll? Like, get the fuck out of here. Like,
and he defended the son sometimes, too. I like that. Because I like whenever, you know how parents will just sometimes be at your throat, and like one parent's like, hey, dude, like, chill.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
I was like, you're right, son. You're amazing, dad.
Yeah.
Keep up the good
you
work.
Do you. Live your life.
Now just get a priest to unpossess your son.
Yeah, now he's
that
fucking.
Nigga is fucking
he's
fucked.
Gone.
Yeah, but his parents aren't gonna know it either until they're dead.
I'm telling you, he's gonna, if they ever make a third one, it's gonna start with
him coming
I don't
out
know how
the
they
wall.
Could I don't know how they could make a
no,
third one.
It's gonna start off with him coming out of
but Hollywood
with a
makes,
bloody knife.
Hollywood always makes up some bullshit way to make another movie.
That's facts.
But anyway, like,
that is the biggest fucking thing the truth I've ever come out of your mouth.
They always come up with some bullshit way to extend a story that doesn't need to be extended.
I know,
like,
that it's just
the
total
boy,
ass after that.
It could have ended with that.
It should have ended
it
with, the
ended
movie,
with her
the
getting
movie
away.
Was good,
with
and
her
it was
getting
the biggest
away.
Plot
that was
twist.
It. That was it. Like, nothing else needed to happen. And then they were like, I saw the trailer on Instagram and I was like,
that bitch kinda looks wrong.
But I was like, why the fuck did they make another one? Like,
I didn't even know they were gonna make another one.
I didn't think they should make another one.
I sent you that video.
I was like, why?
Was that you I sent that
like,
to?
Why does that need to happen? They don't need to make another movie, but I was like, whatever. If somebody wants to go see it, I'll go see it. Low key, but I didn't think anybody would want to go see it. And then when you said let's go see it, I was like,
shit.
Fuck.
Has anybody ever, like, just driven through this red light? Or does everybody else get stopped and.
Nobody runs this red light.
Dude, we ran across this road.
Like, yeah, farther down, yeah.
Way farther down.
Way the fuck farther down.
This like, farther down or that farther down? That farther down.
Left, yeah.
Yeah, we ran across this road. We are such
anyway, but, yeah, ending sucked. I did not think it needed a sequel. I liked the other one more because it was more, realistic. Not realistic, but more real. Grounded.
And,
because,
made, and everything made sense.
Because it was a real person. Because at the end, whenever you realize it's a real person moving everything, it's like, oh shit, that's
freaky
as fuck. That he's living in the fucking walls, that's creepy. But like a possessed doll.
And then all of a sudden they made him possessed the entire time.
Yeah.
Like he's been possessed for like hundreds of years.
That I did not like when they retconned it all and was like, hey, he's been possessed the whole fucking time.
Because that made like the first movie when the guy was moving like fucking retarded. Like why the hell was the guy moving him in the first movie?
Thing is though, his name's always been Brahms. So how the fuck was the son in the last one named Brahms?
I think he just
the
made
parents
that up.
Made...
No, I think that he just made that up. Like, I don't understand why the parents killed themselves, though.
Because their fucking son was a lunatic. And the doll drove him fucking crazy. That's I didn't like that. How they used the doll to explain fucking everything.
Because it was the doll that possessed them.
And I didn't like how that fucking thing was underneath it. Because in the last one, he was completely hollow because the dude smashed it. The boyfriend, the crazy boyfriend.
Right.
And then the boyfriend died.
And the actual good people made it on water.
Yeah.
That movie was booty cheeks.
But the last one's way better because he was a real person living in the walls. Because whenever in the first one, when the girl is in the wall and he's chilling there and she sees him and he starts chasing her through the walls, that was fucking scary.
It was just more like it could happen.
This
like,
was
with
more.
With the
last one was more horror. This one was more thriller. It was more suspenseful. The last one was more scary.
Shit, no, I think the last one was more suspenseful because you had no idea what the fuck was going on until you found out that nigga came through the wall.
I don't know, but I really feel like the first one like actually could happen.
I don't
like,
recommend
with
it.
The right circumstances, it could happen.
Don't pay to see
awful.
It. See it on Netflix if it gets on Netflix. Don't go
probably
watch
won't,
it.
Though,
Like, if you see it on, like...
Cheeks, so it'll be on fucking Netflix.
That's what I'm probably saying. Like, don't watch it unless you have a freeway to watch it. Like, don't go pay to see
Netflix
that.
Netflix isn't free.
Because it wasn't worth it.
It's not even worth to watch on Netflix, honestly. Like, don't pay $11 a month to see that.
Yeah, don't go see it. But, yeah, guys.
That's like a movie you watch with your friends whenever all of y'all are delirious and y'all just want to watch a scary movie and eat popcorn.
Yeah, I guess. It just wasn't...
It just wasn't good.
Not really.
Maybe it had a low budget. But it wasn't a low budget kind of movie.
No, like, it was high budget. Thing is, I hadn't heard about it till like, last week. Like, I just heard about it last week. I didn't know about it this whole time. So...
I want to go see Scooby-Doo, though. We're going to see Scoob.
We go from this to Scooby-Doo. I don't know. But, I guess that's it. We really talked about everything that happened today.
Yeah. It was a tense day.
We covered everything? We covered everything?
Yeah, I think so.
Angry this morning, Spanish Town.
But now we're friends again, so it's okay.
Slits and Giggles, and movie. Yeah, I think we did it all.
Me and Wesley have decided that we're too broke to go real clothes shopping.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We can talk about that for a bit. So, like, we went, what was that place called?
It's going to be the longest podcast
Urban
yet.
Urban Outfitters, and I'd never been there before.
And we went in there because they have really cute clothes.
Because we have to waste like an hour and a half, and we were looking at stuff, and it was pretty cool. But everything was like $80 for a hoodie, and I was just, ugh.
Yeah.
Like, if people wanted to give me money to buy clothes, let's go. But I would never
spend your Chick-fil-A money.
Yeah, my hard-earned Chick-fil-A cash, you know.
So yeah, 10 out of 10.
But okay.
Had a great day.
Past 2 weekends.
Have smacked booty.
Past 3 weekends.
Yeah.
Ball was two.
Ball.
What was last weekend?
Baseball game.
This weekend was this, and we're going to the baseball game tomorrow.
Yeah.
So this weekend was a lot.
Yeah.
And then next weekend.
I spent more time with you than I spent.
Next
time
weekend
with
is
other
the
friends.
Race for the Cure.
Yeah.
And then the weekend after that is the Mardi Gras parade. So weekend's gonna be pretty lit for a few weeks now.
Yeah. And then what are we gonna do? Dude, life's gonna feel so boring after.
After Mardi Gras season's over. That's the one. That's the one of the one things Louisiana has on every other state.
Yeah.
Fucking Mardi Gras.
What are we gonna do?
I don't know. What is there to do? Go fucking bowling.
The next thing to do after that is prom.
I'm not going to prom.
Frick you, Wesley. Yes, you are.
Okay. Alright, guys, we're gonna end that one here because this is the longest fucking one we've had. 27 fucking
Shit.
Minutes.
Love Shit. You, loves. You're doing great in life. Keep up the great work.
Go.
Keep a smile on your face.
Peace out, niggas.
Later.
Sluts.